Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, February 15th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Unprecedented flooding in Guyana catches relief groups off guard. Nicobar and the Andaman Islands are still suffering after the tsunami, and a global ministry looks forward to a spring of change. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping the news, unprecedented torrential rains caused the severest flooding in over a century in Guyana. Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma says the floods have affected nearly half of the country's population. With relief diverted to the tsunami region, many aid agencies have been scrambling. Aloma says they've sent 500,000 pounds of aid, including shelter, food, and medicines.
We have many organizations and churches and missionaries who come to us for help. And basically, those people have been coming for twice the amount that they normally come for, and in half the time that they usually come for it.
Aloma says the relief they provide supports the evangelistic outreach that exists there.
Because we work almost exclusively with churches, with Christian organizations in Guyana, this empowers the churches. Once people see God's goodness through other human beings, they are very receptive to the Word of God.
Next, the sense of urgency has left news networks around the world, but it's not leaving those who are involved at ground zero of the tsunami disaster. The Nicobar and Andaman Islands were hit hard, but have largely been ignored. WorldServe Ministries President David Hunt.
Some of the islands were completely wiped out. Car Nicobar, nobody even knows yet, because until just recently, nobody was even allowed in there. They say the death toll is as high as 90% on some of the islands.
WorldServe is helping the local church provide food, clothing, and housing, which makes ministry effective.
Our philosophy is always to work through the church on the ground, so when they minister to them, yes, we can all give aid today, but are we going to be there tomorrow? In most cases, for organizations, no, but the church is on the ground, and our belief is let's work through the church where we can.
WorldServe also wants to replace all the Bibles that were lost. Go to our website to get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. Anti-Christian extremists attacked 6 Gospel for Asia seminary students on Sunday. The attack happened as the students were doing their regular weekly outreach at distributing gospel literature, preaching, and praying for the sick. A crowd of men surrounded and began beating the GFA students, 3 of them to the point of unconsciousness. The students suffered from severe headaches and internal pain. Pray that God will heal their injuries and use their lives to bear much fruit for the gospel. We turn next to the United States, where the International Needs Network is looking at a lot of change this year. IN Network will be moving its office to Zeeland, Michigan in early March, effectively streamlining the efforts of the U.S. base that had been split between Washington and Michigan. At the same time, a new chief operations officer will be coming on board in August. The agency relies on training indigenous staff overseas for work in microbusiness, vocational training, church planting, evangelism, and other development programs. And the church in Africa will soon have its very own Bible commentary, written and edited entirely by African church leaders. The Africa Bible Commentary will be a great resource for the Church of Africa, and SIM International has played a significant role in sponsoring the project. Steve Strauss is with SIM.
What makes this so exciting is that it's being not only written by Africans, but for Africans, that is addressed to African issues. There are so many issues that the church in Africa is grappling with that the church in North America just doesn't have on its radar screen or isn't as important.
The African Bible Commentary will explain scripture and help apply it to the African context. But that's not all. The commentary will also include articles on issues such as polygamy, intertribal problems, and the AIDS crisis, issues that are important to the African pastors. Strauss says,
we find this an exciting project on a genuine biblical contextualization of scripture for the African situation.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution at Strategic World Impact, 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.